You're listening to Showtime
on URN.
Hello, I'm Ella Vadrinska from Showtime, URN's one and only specialist musical theatre show. And you're listening to our podcast, Spotlight On, where I'm keeping you up to date each week with all the theatrical events still going on in the world, even while the theatres remain closed due to coronavirus. And tonight's topic comes courtesy of the Shows Must Go On YouTube channel. Now, I've mentioned the Shows Must Go On a fair few times before on this podcast. They were the people who initially teamed up with Andrew Lloyd Webber and Universal at the start of lockdown earlier this year. And they started showing weekly musicals on their YouTube channel, starting off with things like Joseph and Phantom and Jesus Christ Superstar, and culminating in a lot of the American live musical TV specials like Hairspray and The Wiz after they'd exhausted the Lloyd Webber stuff. They then took a much deserved break over the summer, but returned at the end of September to start a new so-called season. Because essentially they decided that rather than announcing each show weekly, so you never really knew what was coming next, instead they would group a few shows together, set around a specific theme, and create a season of shows. So the season we're working our way through at the moment is called The Greats on Tour, and it's featured a mix of concerts, like those from Michael Ball and Alfie Beau over the last few weeks, and then also recordings of touring shows, like the anniversary production of Fame that kicked off the season in September. But the reason I wanted to mention the Shows Must Go On tonight is because their next broadcast, which goes live at 7 p.m. this coming Friday, is none other than Jeff Wayne's musical version of The War of the Worlds. Now, as far as I'm aware, it's the New Generation version from 2012, where they started doing those really big arena tours, and it was filmed at the O2 Arena in London. It stars the likes of Ricky Wilson from the Kaiser Chiefs, Marty Pello from Wet Wet Wet, Jason Donovan from Jason Donovan, and West End leading lady Kerry Ellis, with Liam Neeson as the narrator as well. And it does seem kind of fitting to round off this The Greats on Tour themed season with something as grand and spectacular as War of the Worlds, especially given that the show was meant to tour next year and has, unfortunately, but understandably, been postponed till 2022. So if you fancy seeing the spectacle that is Jeff Wayne's War of the Worlds completely for free from the comfort of your own home, make sure you check out the Shows Must Go On YouTube channel. I'll put a link here in the post, but the War of the Worlds will be available from 7 o'clock this coming Friday, the 23rd of October, until 7 p.m. on Sunday, so plenty of time to get it watched. And speaking of next Sunday, the 25th of October, if everything goes to plan, we should be back for our first live show that evening. Now, I do feel like I've been saying that we'll be back next week for ages now, and it just keeps getting pushed back or delayed. But as I record this, it does seem that the current plan is still for URN to start broadcasting on Monday, which means Showtime will return at 6 p.m. on Sunday, the 25th of October. Touch wood that nothing gets in the way again, but do make sure you follow along on Facebook at URN Showtime and on Twitter at Showtime URN to get all the latest updates. Whatever happens though, I will see you again in some form at 6 o'clock next Sunday evening, because, as we say, the showtime must go on. Until then, good night.
You're listening to Showtime
on URN.